He's 32 years old. He's obviously the youngest coach, but that doesn't scare me one bit.
What could be a good thing?
32 years old. Aggressive. He wants to have his job, and I'm sure he's going to work hard at it. I think he's got all the education that he needs to do it.
How much is the fact that he learned under Bill Belichick?
I think that's a plus. I mean, I look at Bill as being an extremely good coach. And, you know, I'm not going to critique Josh based on that, but I'm sure he's going to take the good parts of what he learned from Belichick and, you know, bring him here.
Pat, is there any concern he does not have any head coaching experience at all?
No, not really, none. I think he'll surround himself with the right people, and, you know, he's a football guy.
How much do you anticipate dipping into free agency to try to fix the defense?
You know, I haven't thought about it.
Okay.
Do you now turn towards, you mentioned that you were going to take care of a head coach first and then possibly a GM. Is the GM in place? Will you go now look for someone else perhaps?
I think we have all the talent we need in that area. And, you know, I don't intend to change the structure around here.
So, Mr. Mullen, you're saying you won't hire a GM then?
I'm not saying I won't do anything. I'm just saying what I said. You know, I mean, we're embarking on a new course here with what I consider a great new football coach, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of conversations about a lot of things.
What was this process like? Was it an enjoyable process meeting all these guys? It's been a long time since you've talked to this many coaches about the head coaching job for the Broncos.
Enjoyable would be stretching it a little bit, but it was educational, and one of the things that I saw was that. First of all, we interviewed three or four minority candidates. They were extremely well prepared and ready to be head coaches. I mean, all the people that I interviewed, I can't think of one person that I didn't feel had some right to be here, some ability to do this job. And in the past, it hasn't been that way. These guys that are out there now, they've really done their homework.
You talked about this. So what was the difference in your mind, other than instinct? I mean, was there a long process where you went, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a combination of things. When you've been around the game as long as you and I, you've been around a little longer than me. Not much. You say, you know, this guy looks pretty good.
You're twice as old as he is, aren't I? So, did you feel like, because you didn't go to the second interview, you felt like you'd already absorbed whatever you wanted, but was Joe's conversation the second time then more bits and pieces kind of things rather than big pictures?
I had an opportunity to spend a significant amount of time with Joe with Josh, rather, one-on-one. And, my feelings about that particular meeting were extremely good. Joe obviously met with him and came away with the same opinion. And so I think that worked out real well.
So that second meeting with the one with Joe, you didn't know necessary to be a part of that?
No, I did not. I think it's better that I wasn't.
Why?
I think it was better than it was.
But why? Why?
Just
why?
Because if I'm not in the room and Joe's there by himself, with just the two of them, then I think that's a better situation.
Did you have a handle on who he was, what he was about before the search began, before you had the job opening?
Yeah, we obviously done research, but it's hard to really say, yeah, I knew a lot about him until you get a chance to sit down and talk to him.
Well, maybe you just had to go with an offensive coach over maybe a defensive guy like Leslie Frazier or Spagnuolo or something like that.
Well, what I was trying to do is pick the best guy. You know, whether it didn't matter really that much whether it was an offensive or a defensive guy, he's going to be the head coach. So, you know, I think Josh has the ability to go out and find a very good defensive coordinator. You know, that's the way I felt about it. I probably would have picked a defensive guy and felt the same way that he could have picked a very good offensive coordinator.
Was Pat, did you ever talk? Any concern about his age, Pat, deep down?
No. Absolutely not. You know, I think what I've seen, and this is just over the last few years, is a lot of these younger guys that are coming out are really well schooled, and have the ability to lead a team, to be a head coach. And I think you're going to see in the future, yeah, there's Bill Belichick, and so, you know, that's a big plus. But a lot of these younger guys are really, in my mind, prepared and ready to be a head coach.
Did you talk to Jay Cutler, Pat, about this hire?
Jay's been on holidays, you know, so, you know, I certainly told him, left him messages, and when he gets finished having fun on the beach, he'll give me a call.
He's in Nashville. He's been in Nashville all the weekend.
Well, he's not there now. So.
He has not spoken much with the press. He did get some tough questions. Did that kind of reaffirm your feelings about him? Because he's spoken to you, but he's not spoken to you.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Okay. What's that? Can we unwind this so we have more cord?
Yeah.
Is that fine?
Are you feeling stronger after watching his
Let's face it, he did a really good job here with for a first time guy in this room. And you know, I think you saw it, Woody, and I think what you see is what you get. I think that's what he is. You know, I don't think there's any pretension about him, or there's he's faking it, or he's, you know, what you see is the real deal.
I've never seen a 32-year-old that serious about football. Is that how he comes off?
Well, you know, I've seen him smile and laugh and have some fun too, but, you know, when you get in front of a room like this, in this kind of a situation, in this city, you know, you're going to be a little bit uptight. So, you know, if you sense that, you're right. But up in my office, he's a lot looser than he is down here. 50 cameras and 100 news guys. I have no plan. I don't have any plan to hire a bookkeeper. Correct.
Dave and I might be available pretty soon.
Pardon me?
Dave and I might be available
pretty soon. Really? Well, you didn't tell me that before I had the question.
Pat, you've been asked about his youth, but you talk about younger guys coming to the league as head coaches. Not many of them come in with 3 Super Bowl rings. How much did that factor in?
Well, I mean, that's part of his resume, and as somebody pointed out, he's only 32 years old. And he coached under a great coach, but he certainly knows what it takes to win a Super Bowl.
Did that come into play?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm here. Otherwise, I'd be off surfing in Hawaii.
What's your impression of a guy like Mike Nolan running a defense, if you were to come in?
Well, Mike's coached for me before. You know, I mean, I'd be excited about it.
Pat, are you looking for an experienced hand to run the defense? I mean, obviously, a lot's been made of his age, but I mean, are you, you know, a lot of people thought you might come in with an experienced defensive coordinator as the head coach, and you didn't. Are you looking for an experienced hand, somebody that's been a coordinator several places, kind of as your new coordinator?
Well, I mean, Josh and I are obviously going to talk about that, and I wouldn't disagree with the idea that you're going to have to bring in an experienced guy. And we're going to try. Pardon me? We're going to hire the best guy we can get.
How did you feel about there? You could answer this truthfully. There was a belief out there that Mike didn't get along. Shanahan and Nolan. You knew him earlier on when he was here with Reeves, and he was a Reeves guy.
Right.
Did you always get along? I mean, his name is mentioned prominently as possibly coming back here. Was that true? Do you think there was a tiff between
You know, Woody, I can't really answer that because I don't remember that being a problem. I like Mike. You know, I thought he was a great defensive coach. And, you know, if we can hire him as a defensive coordinator, or if that's what the head coach wants to do.
So you had a good relationship.
I had a very good relationship.
Because there were feelings when his name came up that, and I don't know whether it said, you know, he's not coming back here, but his name now is being mentioned prominently, and he was, Reeves liked him.
I've got a lot of respect for the guy, you know, I really do.
He was a young guy.
Yeah.
He was 31 or 32, and he was coaching.
I I've watched his career, and I liked him when he was here.
You've
and if he
you've
turns
never
out,
heard that there was some reason why he didn't come back here?
Well, I'm not going to try. I mean, did I know that for a fact? No. You know, I didn't know that there was, but you know, those kind of things don't surprise me. You know, but I'm not going to claim that I knew that or didn't know that. I really didn't.
It's not a factor in any of this.
No.
There's a sense that this is an opportunity for you to reassert yourself, as it were. I mean, does that offend you?
Hey, I'm not really worried about reasserting myself. You
right.
know, if I think I want to be a football coach, somebody ought to give me a mercy killing, okay? I'm not a football coach.
But it's front and center in the franchise.
You wanted a 10. In your mind, did you get a 10?
Ask me in a year or so.
Okay. Let's hope both of us
but
are
I'm,
still
you know, I'm, you're looks like it so far.
You're only giving them a year?
You know what I mean?
You're only giving them a year?
We don't know.
Mike Nolan's really the only name that came up today. I mean, do you see there are several candidates right now? Right now, how would you classify it? Is he a front runner? Is he the
you
only
know,
candidate?
You know, I haven't. This, doing what we did today, hiring the head football coach, was my total focus. And I'm not. We're going to sit down and we're going to talk about what we want to do on the defensive side of the ball. And I'm going to give him the opportunity to do that. Because I'm not going to be, if he wants to go in one direction, then I'm probably going to let him go in that direction. Because he's the head coach.
There's been a lot of talk about some of the assistants offensively, like Bates and Dennis and those guys that you wanted them to interview with him for sure. Will you have any say in terms of we definitely want to keep X or Y or Z, or are you going to just let him make that call solely on his own?
I think it would be a mistake for me to say you've got to do this with in that kind of a situation, because then if it doesn't work out, it's my fault. But I think there are some coaches here that I'd like to see remain. But if the head coach decides that he can't do that, then that's going to be his decision.
Where's that line drawn?
Hmm?
Where's that line drawn?
What do you mean drawn?
In the sense of where you say, well, there are guys who I think deserve to be here, versus him saying, well, I don't necessarily want that guy here.
Well, he's the head football coach. You know, that's his job. And there's no line. It's just I'm going to let him do his job.
Pat, given the concern,
okay, that's also just about that.
Pat, given the concern that some people have about the personnel on the defensive side and the fact that you're keeping the same personnel staff intact, would you say anything to fans in terms of how they can expect that will improve with the same basic people in place?
I'm not sure I followed the question. Yeah, I don't know. Right.
Defensively, you rank 29th.
Yeah.
The staff that selected the personnel, with the exception of the head coach and the vice president who was fired, is staying in place. You're not bringing in a new general manager. How does the process change?
First of all, I'm not saying we're not going to change some of the things on the defense that need to be changed. What I'm saying is I'm going to give the head coach the opportunity to have a look at that. And I know enough about him now to know that he's going to have a hard look at that. And if he comes into my office and says, we've got to do this, this, and that, I'm going to listen to him. And I'm probably going to agree with him. Because I know he's going to do his homework. But right now, I'm not prepared to answer that question. I will be prepared to answer that question probably in the near future.
Pat, a couple of weeks ago, press conferences, you were asked about John Elway, any possibility of bringing him into the organization in some capacity, and you said that, you know, John's a busy guy.
And my answer is the same. John's a busy guy. He's got lots of things going on. Car dealerships, restaurants, and other things, and he's doing fine. You know, we get the opportunity to see each other once in a while, but I think he's moved on and doing things in other areas.
You don't see him
that's a loaded question anyway. You know, every time we go through this, John's name's come up, but he's been doing what he's doing. We have what I consider to be a real good relationship.
Pat, we heard the Sean guy, he blew you guys. What did he say?
It wasn't what he said. It was more about I spent about an hour and a half with him, and it was more about what we talked about, and that was between he and I.
What impressed you so much? Well, so quickly?
He a lot. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that he said that I didn't expect him to be quite that. You know, quite that, as they say in Hawaiian, akamai, which means wise.
And thorough.
Yes.